Dreams in which the subject considers the question of whether he is dreaming are called pre-lucid dreams. They share some of the characteristics of lucid dreams. The dreamer is usually in a realistic-seeming physical environment and mentally alert. He has an intellectual curiosity about his situation, which leads him to ask himself questions and perform experiments, which may sooner or later lead him to conclude that he is dreaming. If he does not come to the correct conclusion, the dream continues to be a non-lucid dream. The following two examples were reported by a German psychologist, Dr. von Moers-Mesmer.
By a small river, I am walking along a narrow path. I do not know the country. The place is strange to me. A woman is coming towards me, and a large object like a hatbox falls from her grasp into the water and floats. The woman climbs down the riverbank, steps onto the water's surface, makes a few steps and fetches the object. This astonishes me, and I leave the path so as to go down to the river and look at the water. I have forgotten whether there were ripples. The colour is green and rather dull. The top layers are transparent. I step on it and walk over to the other bank. At each step I sink in slightly. It seems like walking on sand. Looking around me, I suddenly find the whole river covered with people who are walking across from the banks. The first surprise soon passes. I come to accept the facts as they are. But when I see a bridge at some distance, my unwearying intellectual curiosity stirs again. I begin to ponder. It cannot be ice, it is too soft for that, and besides, the air is too warm. Perhaps it is a new invention. But if so, why should bridges be built? Suddenly I have a flash of enlightenment. Could it not once again be a question of a dream? At first I feel a disinclination to accept this idea, but slowly convince myself that no other possible explanation remains to me. Flat, unknown mountain, I look out over a wide plain towards the horizon. The thought occurs to me that I do not know at all what time of day it is. I examine the position of the sun. It is almost vertically overhead in the sky and its usual brightness. This surprises me as it occurs to me that it is already autumn, and a short time ago it was much lower in the sky. I think the sun is now standing vertically at the equator. So here it must be at an angle of about 45 degrees. Therefore, if my shadow is not equal to my own height, I must be dreaming. I look at it. It is about 30 centimeters long. It costs me a fair effort to regard the whole almost dazzlingly bright landscape with all its villages as an illusion.
Anything that strikes the subject as incongruous may lead him to ask himself questions and to come to the conclusion that he is dreaming. However, the imagery in the dream may modify itself as if in answer to the subject's questions, and he may fail to conclude that he is dreaming, as this dream reported by the physicist Ernst Mach demonstrates.
At a time when I was much occupied with problems about space, I dreamed I was walking in a wood. Suddenly, I noticed the displacement of the trees was insufficient in terms of perspective, and deduced from this that I was dreaming. Immediately, the deficiencies in the displacements were made good. Then again, in another dream, I saw in my laboratory a glass beaker filled with water, in which a candle was steadily burning. Where does it get the oxygen? There's oxygen absorbed in the water, but where do the gases which result from combustion come away? Now bubbles began to rise from the flame, and my mind was set at rest.
Thank you.